We have been following this great saga of Tiff Treats for the last several years, and I got a release the other day. Yet another store was opening, but what I couldn't believe is it's been 25 years. This company was founded in 1999 by Tiffany and Leon Chen, and they're still going strong, and they're still evidently talking to each other, and both of them join us right now. Tiffany, it's good to speak with you.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Leon, you're hanging in there, I can see.
David, it's always great to talk to you.
So tell me, I mean, I'm astounded because you guys are not that old. I am.
We have a Zoom filter on, so that's a...
Maybe that's it, but 25 years. I mean, that in every level, I mean, that's just a long time. But especially for small businesses, that's an extremely long time. And for this kind of a business, it's a long time. Let's go back to the roots. It started, Tiffany, you were in college, right?
Yeah, we were both in college. We were 19 years old. We were sophomores at the University of Texas at Austin. And, you know, it started just as a simple apology. I stood Leon up on a date. We were dating and didn't make it to the date, but apologized to him with a freshly made batch of warm chocolate chip cookies. I didn't even intend for them to be warm. It's just that I had baked them and I drove them right over to his house to say, sorry, I missed the date. I think his mind was blown with this warm cookie moment that he experienced. And he immediately called me up on my way home and said, we've got to do this as a business. We're going to bake and deliver warm cookies all around campus. So that was, you know, how it started. And yeah, 25 years ago, I feel like it's flown by sometimes. And then sometimes you think back and you're like, yeah, it feels like about 25 years.
But you've been through so many different cycles, Leon, my gosh. I mean, COVID, not the least of which, maybe that helped business. But economic cycles, you've had to deal with a lot of venture capitalists. It can't have been easy all that time.
Absolutely. I think we've gone through three recessions in that time, four really, four recessions in the time we've been open. You think we've seen it all and done it all, and then the pandemic hits, right? And you're right, David. We were fortunate enough to be extremely busy during the pandemic, having to hire 500 extra people in 6 weeks just because people wanted to connect. They wanted to show love, appreciation, comfort, and I guess they thought Tiff's Treats and warm cookies was a great way to do that. And so that kind of exploded in during the pandemic for us.
You know, one of the things I've always been fascinated by is to see who the latest round of investors is. And you've had a lot of, you know, you've had several rounds of investment. Of course, you're a big outfit. But Andy Roddick and Kendra Scott and Dirk Nowitzki and of course, our buddy Mike Rollins, who was mayor here. And we knew him at Pizza Hut and everything else long before that. But how do you attract these people?
We are so fortunate, so lucky. In Austin, where we are headquartered, the business community is pretty small. We started when Austin was just a sleepy old college town, and from that you kind of make connections and make easy connections. I used to joke that aside from Michael Dell, I could probably get an email or a call from anybody in Austin in the business world. And it's funny, a few years ago, Michael Dell actually emailed me because we were on the cover of Dell magazine or something. So it's a really small town. And then it kind of branched into the DFW Metroplex, which is a much, much bigger town. But once you kind of get into the circles, I met Dirk from kind of a Mayor Mike connection, kind of an Andy Roddick connection. It all kind of blends together.
Well, Tiffany, you're an expat from North Texas, relocated to Austin and never came back. But you still work in the Dallas connections a lot. Tell me about these rounds. If I lost count, I've shown a dozen rounds, 12 investors, $119 million. Is it more than that?
Oh, Leon, I don't know. I mean, does it feel like that many? Yes.
There's more than 12, I think. More than 12 investors, that's for sure.
Well, tell me about the expansion, because now you're in New Mexico and Missouri, and one I saw the other day was in Kansas and, Tennessee, Georgia. How do you plot this? These are all company-owned stores, is that right?
Yeah, everything is company-owned, and we have quite a few full retail and delivery locations. We're close to 90 in that way. And then we're experimenting with something new now where we're popping up delivery only locations. So some of the ones that you mentioned there, instead of having a full retail front, we're able to open a little bit faster without having that entire thing. You know, most of our orders do go out on delivery and always have. And so we have these retail fronts, which are excellent as well. Great for branding, great for customer experience. But it's not necessary in order for us to be able to cover your area with warm cookie delivery. We don't have to have that retail storefront. So we've been doing a lot of expansion lately with delivery only units.
And some markets have multiple, like 3 retail stores and then 5 delivery only locations, so that we can cover an entire city.
But you've never really encouraged retail, have you? I mean, what I would always say is, you know, come by if you want to buy 1 or 2 cookies. We may or may not have some, but primarily if you want something, you better call ahead and schedule. And you don't do the big cookie cakes or, you know, exotic things. I mean, you're just sort of nuts and bolts cookies, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You're right. I mean, you know, our focus has always been more on the delivery aspect of it. We bake to order, we put it in the box when it's still warm, and we deliver it to you. We just so happen to have these in retail locations. So we do carry cookies for you to come in and purchase. And in fact, when we very first started, we were a delivery only operation, and we got into a position where we had a walk-up window. And what we found with customers, we were asking them to place orders in advance and then come pick up their cookies hot out of the oven. Well, they would come up and it took us longer to explain, we don't have any cookies that are already baked, than it did to just sell them a cookie. So what we started doing was just, you know, baking a handful and had them for the passersby that wanted to come and buy 1 or 2.
So you don't chase them off.
Yeah, exactly. And so it was always sort of a side thing, but certainly people do come in. And one thing that we've found is that certain customers, that's what they want to do. That's how they want to interact. They want to come in. They don't want to pre-plan. They want to get 1 or 2. And sometimes people even get dozens and dozens of what we already have baked. We bake freshly throughout the day and have a display case of cookies. So you can come in that way as well. But we certainly always encourage you to order first. And that's only because that way we can know you're coming. We've put the cookies in the oven just for you. We've boxed them just for you. You come in, they're right out of the oven. You can grab them. You can go. That's the best experience.
The overwhelming majority of our orders are for delivery, hot, fresh from the oven cookies. And you're right, David. We really focus on a lot of gifting. And so whether that's you sending a spouse an anniversary gift or a birthday gift, a lot of the things we do are corporate level too. Someone will want to order 200 of their clients in the Metroplex and DFW, all 200, 2 dozen cookies for the holidays or for tenant thank yous. And so we really focus on delivery first and foremost. But as Tiff said, there is some in-store action.
One of the things that's just intrigued me is, I mean, the success, the growth over 25 years, but I mean, with all due respect, it's just cookies. I mean, in a pinch, I could make cookies, maybe not as good as yours, but I could make cookies. And there are a lot of other companies that would look at your model out there and say, hey, maybe these guys are printing money. Let's do this ourselves, and would get in and knock you off. But it hasn't happened.
You know what's funny about you saying it that way is we literally have a book out called It's Not Just Cookies. And the reason we say that is because what we did find is, yes, it is cookies. It's a very simple model. We focus on the product actually being excellent and warm and our service being perfect and us being trustworthy for you.
And but classic cookies too.
Yeah, classic. The kind that your grandma made, you know, the kind that just warms your heart. And I think partly because of that, what we found was that the way people were using us was to send love and acknowledgement and kindness to their loved ones, to their friends. I just sent cookies to 2 people whose neighbors who we disrupted with the construction. And so it's a way to communicate with other people. And so what's funny about it was it's not just cookies. In fact, what it is these what we've ended up calling warm moments. So these warm moments that are shared between people, whether I'm gifting it to you, whether we're having it together at the office at 2 o'clock on a Friday, whether it's family night, these are connectable moments between people. And that's what we really started focusing on. How do we enhance those moments? And how do we become a brand that someone can trust with that moment? I mean, we have engagements. We have tons of baby announcements, things like this that are really important to people. And one thing that we're seeing a lot of too is condolence and sympathy. And so those are really important moments to get right. And one of the things that we've done since a long time back was really perfect the art of gifting to someone that doesn't know it's coming. That's a little bit more challenging than just, I ordered a pizza and I know it's coming. It's a little harder to deliver to someone who doesn't know it's coming, and also to deliver that experience that's special for them.
Yeah, what we realized is we accidentally created an on-demand gifting platform over the years. Right. There's very little you can get. If you forget someone's birthday, there's very little you can get that seems like it. You've thought it out. But with Tiff's Treats, you forget someone's birthday in about 60 to 90 minutes, you could have a very thoughtful gift with a very thoughtful message. And we even do things like Kendra Scott jewelry on the cookie package. And so Tiff and Kendra created a few special pieces that are only available at Tiff's Treats, because what we realize is what Tiff just said, it's really about the moment. The cookies are a conduit for the moment.
There's so two other things that have always intrigued me. One is that you're still independent. I mean, you're very successful. You're ubiquitous. I see the trucks everywhere and receive them happily all the time. And you're moving through all kinds of states. Why didn't Pillsbury or Nabisco or somebody, Pizza Hut, come along and buy you out? Have you been approached?
We've definitely have had a lot of interest throughout the years. And it's something that, because we started so young, when we were only 19 years old, Tiff and I had never taken any of that stuff seriously, partly because we would just look at each other and be like, what are we going to do next? Like, if we sold the business, what else are we going to do? You know, so it's definitely something that has been people have approached us on. But again, nothing we take seriously at this time.
So and the last thing, Tiff, I'll ask you is it you guys are still talking and you really seem to like each other a lot. I mean, 25 years marriage is fairly unique, but 25 years married and in business together every day, that really is unique. Is there a secret?
Yeah, you may have caught us on a good day here and get the wrong impression.
I've seen you on several days, but
that's true. No, actually, we are still great friends, and we still have a great marriage despite. But you're right; it can be challenging, especially when we have different viewpoints, and we do. But that's what makes the partnership great. If we both saw things exactly the same way, I don't think we'd be pushing each other in a way that was productive. But that pushing can cause a lot of friction. We've learned how to interact with each other a little bit better over the years. One thing I think we've done that we couldn't do when we were younger is to have conflict and resolution more quickly and figure out, hey, how can we resolve this more quickly so that we can move on to the next thing? And how can we separate? If we're upset about something that's strictly work, let's talk about that in a way that other colleagues would speak, as opposed to dragging in something personal. And that took practice. And we're not perfect. We're still not perfect at it, but we still like each other
and still grow well. It's obvious, and the growth is phenomenal. And again, congratulations on 25 years. It's very, very difficult to believe. Leon Chen and Tiff's Treats. Good to spend some time with you again. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, David.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.